Father God, we just come before you this morning, humbled in your presence. We praise you, Lord, for we know that all that you are is good. All that you are is love, that you are just and merciful. So, Lord, we can't help but sing your praises when we reflect on who you are and all that you've done. So as we enter into this time of worship, Lord, we just ask that you would be glorified, that you would even be enthroned upon our praises, Lord, that you would draw us nearer to you as we fix our eyes on you and as we worship you, Lord. So we say, come have your way, Jesus. Come, Lord, have your way. Be glorified. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Child of weakness, watch and pray.
Come now, let us settle the matter, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red as crimson, they shall be like wool. And we find ourselves on the other side of this, being able to say that our sins were like scarlet, and now we are white as snow by the blood of Jesus. And so Jesus, like I said earlier, we can't help but just praise you this morning because of what you have done for us. We were lost and dirty, enslaved to sin, but you have set us free. You have cleansed us, Jesus. You have brought us back into relationship with you, into your presence, Lord. Not by our own doing, our own works, but because of your blood, your sacrifice, Jesus. We have reason to praise you. We have reason to rejoice this morning. We have reason to sing joyfully. And so we lift up our praises to you now, Jesus, because you are worthy. In Jesus' name, amen.
Faith, not by sight. up our praises to the Lord.
As we reflect on what he's done for us, you can just, as you feel led, praise him for what he's done for you and for me.
Darkest night, you are close like no one.
Jesus, we just acknowledge that you have always been faithful to us. From before we were even born, Jesus, you were faithful, and you will always be faithful. Even when our faith is weak, Lord, even when we wander and stray, you are still always faithful, always chasing after us and calling us to yourself, drawing us nearer. Lord, we know that even today you are speaking over us. Lord, we repent of the times that we don't sit down to listen, of the times that we allow ourselves to be distracted by things around us. And so we surrender ourselves over to you this morning, Lord, wanting to hear your word. And so, Lord, we ask that you would speak, for we are listening. You would prepare our hearts, soften our hearts, Lord, to be ready to receive the word that you were pouring out upon us today. We thank you, Lord, that you are a close God who speaks to us. We pray all these things in your name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, worship team, for leading us. Before you are seated, just in honor of God's word, if you have a copy, whether hard copy or phone, if you would open to Matthew chapter 8, as we would stand in honor of the reading of God's word. Matthew chapter 8, verses 18 through 22. Matthew records this interaction of Jesus. It says, when Jesus saw the crowd around him, he gave orders to cross to the other side of the lake. Then a teacher of the law came to him and said, teacher, I will follow you wherever you go. And Jesus replied, foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. Another disciple said to him, Lord, first let me go and bury my father. But Jesus told him, follow me and let the dead bury their own dead. May the Lord add his blessing this morning to the reading of his word. You may be seated, and at this time, as the adults are being seated, the children from kindergarten through sixth grade.